Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 19th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Romans, chapters 13 to 16. Love is the ultimate fulfillment of God's law. We read in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10 like this. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, all are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. In the above passage, Apostle Paul tells the Roman believers that it is their privilege to fulfill God's law by loving others. They should subjugate their beliefs or convictions to the law of love, for love truly fulfills the law by leading everyone to peace and mutual edification. Love is a debt that is never paid in full, considering the fact how much Jesus has loved us and given his own life for us. Love is a final summary of God's moral laws. If we truly understood and completely followed the command to love one another, we would fulfill every social duty and would especially observe those commandments that are most fundamental in human relations. There are two kinds of debts, those with the lender's consent and those without his consent. It is the second kind of outstanding debt that Paul refers here as our obligation to love, or agape, which signifies a deep, unselfish, superhuman affection for others. This love manifests itself in giving and generally in sacrificial giving. Thus, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16. And Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25. Love is primarily a matter of will rather than emotions. The fact that we are commanded to love indicates that it is something we can choose to do, and it can only be exhibited by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Love enables us to perfectly fulfill all our obligations, whether to the state, to the citizens, or to God. Love for God and for our neighbors is our highest motive for obedience and the ultimate fulfillment of God's law. We read in James chapter 2 verse 8 like this. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourselves, you do well. And we again read in Galatians chapter 5 verse 14 like this. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.